Nadine is her name. She's the director. She's the one that can give you specifics on all this, okay? I appreciate the opportunity, John.
Hi, John. Thank you, Tony. How are you?
Mm-hmm.
Doing good?
Hi, doing. Yeah, doing good.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. We're halfway through the week. Getting closer to the weekend, right? That's always a good sign. And, John, my name is Nadine Medina. I'm one of the regional specialists. I know you've been talking here with Tony, who does a wonderful job, you know, really going over the basics of the program. But I wanted to at least go over pricing and details with you, you know, and this way you know what your options are, right? And then if you like what you hear, we go from there. And if not, then we part as friends. Sound fair?
Sounds fair.
So John Ryan's service, I understand that you do HVAC installs,
yes,
repairs, service. Okay. How long have you been doing that now, John?
Pretty much 30 years all my life.
Wow. Very nice.
Yeah.
Definitely a legacy. Okay. So, in these 30 years, you know, what marketing have you done for the business, you know, to help you generate more new customers?
Oh, no, I haven't been. I've worked for other companies. I've never been in my position.
Oh, really? So the John Ryan service,
solo.
Is it brand new?
It's about 2 years old.
Okay. So you have the 30 years in the industry. Got it. And then 2 years ago, branched out on your own.
Yeah, 2 years ago, we got licensed and decided to do it.
Good for you. Well, congratulations. What made you, do you mind if I ask, what made you decide to branch out on your own, you know, after working for other companies?
Well, I had an injury. I got injured on the job, and I got some downtime, so I went and took my test and got all the time, you know, to get
Yeah, for sure.
And if it wouldn't have been for that, then I probably wouldn't have, you know, probably been still working for a company.
Good for you. Good for you for taking the initiative, right, on the downtime. I mean, I'm sorry that you got injured, but you took that time and you put it to good use, right? How has it been with these first 2 years in business? Have you grown year by year? Tell me about that.
I mean, kind of just gotten things ready, you know, got a few trucks and tools and everything, equipment and... a
lot of investing, right? Yeah.
Yeah, like with the insurance and all the...
All the good stuff that comes along with it. Okay.
Here it comes, right here, just right here.
And you use Yelp? I saw a profile
there. They reached out to us, but we decided... I see the service station. We decided not to go with it because my son said that he tried it and it wasn't very
probably
good.
Did Yelp ads.
Something like
Yelp ads are pretty expensive. And you don't go on Facebook at all, John? Do you ever use Facebook?
I mean, just like for personal, I haven't really marketed on there.
Okay.
Really marketed on there, but I know I can, you know, I know what Facebook is. And,
yeah.
But no.
Now the word.
But I don't do it.
Yeah, now the work that you do, is it both for residential and commercial, or do you have, like, a preference?
We do both. I do both residential and commercial. I've worked on both sides of the... industry.
Okay. Well, you know, John, I feel that you're a great fit for this program. In fact, the listing that just opened up today. And what we're looking for right now is a company that's a good fit to put into this position. We're looking for a company that provides a quality service, but most importantly, that could handle more business. Okay? And so that's why Tony wanted me to speak with you, because he felt that you were a good fit. And even, I don't even see actually anything negative about your company. There's a little bit of online presence, but I can understand because the company is still very new. Okay. A package that I think would be a really good fit for you would be our Platinum package, because it does include both Google and Facebook marketing. But the way that we set up our program, it's a fixed flat rate and it's a monthly program. So we don't charge you for every call or for every job that you get. Okay. Now, this package, I would actually bring you in at a new in business rate. So basically what you would be looking at is $299 a month. Okay. It would have just a one-time $99 setup fee, and that would be to cover your programming. So your initial investment, okay, would be $398 to get it started, and then it's $299 monthly, okay? What that includes is it puts you on the first page of Google in the local map section, because that's where 90% of searches will start and stop. They don't have to know your company by name because they're going to find you by your services, okay? Now, we list you on Bing, which is what I call the sister company to Google. We submit to directories like Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. So like the Yelp listing, we make sure that that's visible. We brand it. Okay. Now, in addition, okay, we also will list you with Facebook advertising. Now, anytime that someone is doing a search on Google for your service, and let's say they didn't call you, but now they're on Facebook, and they're looking at pictures or stories, they would see your ad appear, and that's going to also help you reach more new customers. But we make it unique to target an audience by interest, income level, or location, and as soon as they click on your ad, they are calling you. A lot of our clients, I will tell you, have seen great results. In addition, we build you a website that we will host and maintain, and we attach that website where you're listed. We do cover the mobile platform. Anyone using their iPhone, Android, or tablet, or even the voice searches, will also find you listed on that first page. This package, it would pretty much cover all of your bases. And that's what you would be looking at monthly. There's no contracts. However, we will ask you to stick it out with us for 3 months. What I call it is a 3-month verbal agreement, but you do pay monthly. Okay? Mm-hmm. What do you think so far?
So far there, it sounds good. It sounds reasonable. It sounds reasonable. Something I would like to, that I would be interested in trying out. Like I was telling Tony that I'm getting ready to find something like this, find some marketing. Because I know nowadays you got to have it. It's important.
Yeah.
So I'm just waiting for, I'm waiting for some business to come in, so I'm able to do that. Right now I can't do that today.
Okay.
Probably next month though. Probably next month, just because, I had to pay a lot of taxes. I was behind on, some taxes, and it's actually where I have the shop, the air conditioning shop.
Uh-huh.
Fell behind. It was about $20,000 that I fell behind.
Uh-huh.
And I literally had to, I depleted all my savings, because I didn't want to risk losing that property, and so now I'm at the point where I need to fix it. So right now, my money is fixing the plumbing, fixing the bathrooms, fixing the driveway, all these expenses, and then, I'm probably gonna deplete that and need to make some money. So I need to get the marketing going, but. I know you're probably thinking, what's $400? You can do that today. If it had been next, like in a month from now, or a month earlier, it would have been nothing. But if I made the big expense, like now I'm kind of dry.
Yeah.
I'm dry to do anything. And then with the gas right now, just trying to get, make, but you know, a few calls will get me back up there. But it's just right now, it's just not a good, it's not even, it's not a good week even. You know, that's what I'm always here with, traveling with my wife, driving, I'm her driver today.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
I brought her to Houston because she has her own business too.
Really? What does she do?
She's a nurse and she does a, she has a hospice. She's in the hospice.
Okay. So,
she's also at the beginning stages of her her company, you know, invested a lot of money and now, you know, starting to get some work and building that up too. So, I mean, so far from everybody that I've talked to, if I had the money now, I would go with you. Pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, you're very good. I trust you for some reason. I want to go with you, but right now.
Well, one thing I'll tell you this is I'm a very straight shooter, John. Like, I like to be very straightforward and transparent because that's just even how I am in my personal life. And I know my kids sometimes don't always appreciate that. They don't like what I tell them. You know? But it's how I am. And it's like I tell them if I'm not like that with you, then you know what I mean? Then I'm hurting you, you know? I appreciate your honesty as well. You know, I know that you're kind of in a tough position, right? Especially when you start a new business. There's some things that take priority, especially like taxes and, you know, your shop, you know, you got to keep those things covered. I did want to go over the price with you just because to see if this would even be a good fit for your business. You know, I can't tell you what would be available next month because it really depends on what listings are open. The best thing I can do is try to follow back up with you, but do you also get text messages, John, on this number that we're speaking on?
Yeah, please send me a text message.
Yes, I'm going to send you a text. With my name?
Yeah.
Okay. And you spell your name J-O-N, right?
Yes.
Okay.
J-O-N-R-Y-A-N.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm going to send you. It's okay. You're driving and I want to respect your time too. So I did send you a text. It does have my contact information. If anything changes for you, you are welcome to call me. I would be more than happy to help you. You know, but it just is going to determine on what we have available at that time. Okay?
I understand. Yes,
but if anything can happen sooner, you know, now you got my number. Give me a call. Okay?
Yeah, now I got some contacts. I am going to keep your contact.
Please do. Please do. And if I don't hear from you, you know, come May 8th, you know, I'll reach back out just to see how things are going. And then maybe we can just go from there. Okay?
Yeah.
I hope you have a wonderful afternoon. And thank you so much for taking the call.
Thank you.
You have a good one.
It's awesome.
Oh, you're very welcome. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.